Well water. It was the last of 7 days when he stood and yelled at me, only asking this one simple question, if I was still thirsty. It seemed a pointless query since my life was an ever feast. And yet when I looked inside, I couldn't disagree. He said if I should come to him, he said if I'd only believe. Then a spring bursting from a well my inner being would be. And so I took this leap of faith, or better yet, a plunge. No work or struggle did I make because in my ear he sung. He told me it was finished, that the rock had been struck. For the spirit was no longer, not yet the bitter cup was drunk. There now is only one command, one action to complete. Coming forward, take the rod, and to the rock must speak. So like that adulterous woman, I can say, sir, give me a drink. And because his side on the cross was pierced, he flows out his ink. Blood to wash my cup's inside, and water to fill it up. But now as I journey onward, new lessons have I learned. Even though Abraham dug those wells, Isaac had to return. You see, we're not so simple, even though a well's within. Greater flowing rivers requires a broader definition of sin. But on this path be careful, for circles are easy to make. Unlike those disobedient children, there's another way to take. It's not about striking the rock again, putting him to open shame. It's not repenting from dead works the foundation again to lay. If you are to be full grown, to do more than fall away, then firstly don't harden your heart as long as it's called today. Next you have to practice to work at clearing the way. Inside the chambers of your heart are barriers of clay. So journey on from Arnon, journey on to Beer. For here your well was given, and here it must be cleared. Clear the way by singing, singing to spring it up.